In today's Mishnah, so in the fifth and sixth Mishnah, from the fifth parak of Masechta Shkalim, Mishnah begins, Mishnah avad mimena chotano. What happened if someone lost a seal that we discussed in yesterday's Mishnah? Mamtinim lo ad ha'erev, we tell them to wait till the evening when the accounting is performed between Yochanan and Achia. Im matz'u lo kadei chotamo, if we find there's an excess of money in Yochanan's hands equal to the value of the seal that was claimed to be lost, then not nimlo, we're simply giving his money back or give him the nesachim he requires. Vim lav, if however the books seem to be balanced, then lo hayalo, with the person who claimed doesn't get receive anything, not nesachim, not money, we simply send him home. The Mishnah finishes, the Shem Hayom Katuv Aleim Bnei Ra'im. What they would do, they would write the date on these tokens because of the Rema'im, because of the cheaters or fraudsters. So what was the concern? There are two explanations that are presented in the Bartanura. One is, the concern is that someone would find a lost coin. They wouldn't use it on the day that it was lost because they know the person's frantically looking for it. The concern is they might use it on another day and end up using it to retrieve Nesachim, the wine, oil, and flour that they didn't rightfully purchase or pay for. Another explanation of Mimnei Rameim is that the second answer brought in the Bartanura is because we're concerned people might start playing the market, meaning they're purchasing a sachin, the tokens on the day when the price is low, and then using it another day when the price is high. So therefore it was dated to ensure that the token could only be used on the day it was purchased. Let's learn the Mishnah Vav. Shtei leshachot hayu b'mikdash. There were two chambers in the Beis HaMikdash. One is referred to the Chat Lishchat Chashaim, the chamber of secrets. I guess we have the claim on the name first. V'achat Lishchat Hakelim. The second is the Lishchat Hakelim, the chamber of utensils. So Lishchat Chashaim, this chamber of secrets, why was it called that? Because Yirei Chet, those fearful of sin, Nin Latocha, they would place staka in this chamber, Bechashai, in secret, and no one would know that they'd placed the money in there. Va'anihim, and those poor people, B'nei Tuvim, Mitparnasim Betocha Bechashai, they were able to be supported from this money in secret and not be embarrassed that they're being supported by Tztaka. So everything was done discreetly, no one knew who was giving and no one knew who was receiving from it. What was this Chata Kelim? What was this chamber of utensils? Mishnah says, Kol Mishahum in Adev Kli, anyone want to volunteer to donate a Kli to the Beis HaMikdash, a utensil, Zorcha Lakot Totocha, they'll place it in this chamber. V'chad Loshim Shom, every 30 days, the Gizbarim, the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash, Potrim would open it. V'kol Kli Shematzu B'tzorech LeBet HaBayit, any time, any Kli they found a need for, the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, Manichinoto, they would take it and leave it for the needs of the Bet HaKabayit. Bashar, anything else, Nimkarim B'demehem, they would sell it, and then V'noflim L'lishchat Bet HaKabayit, and the funds that retrieved, they were simply placed in the lishcha in the chamber that was for all kodshei bedek habayit, for the needs of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the Mishnah today.